Leading inclusion. Drive change your employees can see and feel. Written and narrated by Gina Cox, PhD. Dedication. To my daughter, Marin, you power my dream that women like us can thrive in a future, better workplace. Introduction. The U.S. Declaration of Independence says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." Hire more people of color. Check. Provide implicit bias training for all employees in the company. Check. Hire a chief diversity officer. Check. I've done all these things my advisors recommended. Yet our employee survey results are tanking, and we are losing many of our diversity hires almost as quickly as we can hire them. I don't have more time to allocate to this diversity, equity, and inclusion work, but my board wants better results. Help! Carol, the energetic, innovative, and socially aware technology leader who said this to me, is a product innovation and growth strategy wonderkind. Her leadership superpowers have pushed her company onto many fast-growing lists. She is a leader to admire. And yet, she feels insecure about meeting stakeholders' diversity, equity, and inclusion, DE&I, expectations. Despite her best intentions, her DE&I efforts are criticized and underappreciated, and her organization has very little progress to show for their year of action in this area. Carol is unsure what to do next. I regularly hear similar frustrations from other well-intentioned corporate leaders who don't understand why their DE&I efforts are missing the mark. Yet, when I analyze the details, I often find that they did not diagnose their company's unique DE&I challenges before implementing the flavor of the month DE&I solution. Or they have superimposed DE&I recruiting and training solutions upon an unhealthy organizational culture in which manager and leader behavior is not inclusive. A small circle of employees may still be getting the prize promotions, and the board and C-suite may still lack diversity. Sometimes executive actions don't land because they lack an overall strategy for building an inclusive organization. And I regularly see executives approach this work from a safe distance, having lobbed the ball to the DE&I experts, apparently hoping not to get their hands dirty if things don't work out as planned. No wonder employees of color are miserable and no real DE&I progress occurs. The most accurate way to gauge DE&I progress is to understand the reactions of the stakeholders who matter the most. Employees. Not just employees of color. All employees. If employees can't see and feel meaningful DE&I outcomes, they will not believe their leaders are building an inclusive organization. They will leave, and it will be hard to attract other employees of color. Effective inclusion leadership needs to start at the top of the organization. All employees will benefit. Employees of color, women, men, LGBTQ+, the neuro and physio diverse, immigrants, those who struggle to speak English, everyone. On Monday, May 25th, 2020, a police officer in Minneapolis, Minnesota, knelt on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. Killing him. Television stations and internet channels continuously streamed videos of this ultimate act of inhumanity. Just 2 months earlier, police officers had fired shots into Breonna Taylor's apartment, killing her. I watched corporate executives and board directors paying attention to these unjust events, but their responses often betrayed their unfamiliarity and discomfort with the work. Employees of all races, customers and investors were asking CEOs, do any of the concerns revealed in the public social justice conversation occur in your organization? And what are you doing to be part of the solution? Executives could no longer avoid the issue. The calls for justice were inside the corporate walls, and stakeholders would not allow leaders to push these concerns back out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?